Hello everyone, I'm Ron Berger, and this is the Astrology News Report. Today I am doing a special predictive report on 2015, looking at significant planetary patterns in the zodiac for this coming year, and what the possible manifestations will be. Like all years, 2015 will have its own unique qualities. The planets and signs will combine to make various energy patterns, which will manifest as events on Earth, as well as events in our own lives. What follows is a summary of the most notable patterns in the zodiac for this year, along with some probable outcomes. Of course, what happens in your own life will depend on the setup in your Vedic astrology birth chart, and how the transiting planets interact with your natal positions. The year begins with the odd and portentous combination of Ketu and Uranus conjunct in Pisces. This slow-moving conjunction has been forming since July 2014 when Ketu entered Pisces. It will be exact during mid-January. Ketu is one of the eclipse points and is the significator of past karma, the unseen world, dissatisfaction, and dissolution. Uranus is the planet of sudden, unexpected events, freedom, and rebellion. The two combined have the potential to create chaos, crisis, disasters, epidemics, and revolution. There have been numerous examples during the second half of 2014. This energy pattern continues while Ketu remains in Pisces, which will be all of 2015. The Uranus-Ketu combination gets an additional boost when Mars transits through Pisces from February 12th until March 23rd. All three, Mars, Uranus, and Ketu, are fast-acting, fiery, disruptive significators. All three are classed as natural malefics, capable of doing harm. Venus comes into this party during the last 2 weeks of February through the beginning of March. Venus significations, like harmony, agreement, guidance, finance, will suffer as a result. And then, topping it all off, there will be a total eclipse of the Sun on March 20th at 5 degrees Pisces, while Mars, along with Uranus and Ketu, are still together in this sign. Total eclipses create events that alter the situation in some way. The events do not necessarily happen on the day of the eclipse. The March solar eclipse will be followed by a total lunar eclipse on April 4th at 20 degrees Virgo. This lunar eclipse will be nearly exactly opposite Uranus across the heavens in Pisces, and exactly opposite to the October 8th total lunar eclipse of 2014. Thus, the first few months of 2015 will see a lot of action in the sign Pisces. In your own Vedic astrology chart, locate the house that contains the sign Pisces. The significations of that sector of your chart will tell you what part of your life will be going through turmoil during early 2015, especially late February through March. If you have any natal planets in Pisces or opposite in Virgo, you are even more likely to experience events. By mid-April, the dust has settled, and things run smoothly, more or less, for a few months. Jupiter has also ended its retrograde period, which began back in early December. And on April 8th, the planet of beneficence goes back to normal forward motion. It is in its sign of exaltation, Cancer, so this should be good. Increase, opportunity, optimism. The only kink in the planetary pattern for early summer may be the Mercury retrograde period, beginning May 18th and continuing until June 12th, all in Taurus. Unfortunately, Mercury will be conjunct Mars, which will be exact on May 27th. Mercury retrograde periods are prone to misunderstanding and mistakes, and the addition of Mars, planet of anger and impatience, is not particularly a good thing. Thus, this Mercury retrograde period likely to be more problematic than usual. Check to see which house in your natal chart has the sign Taurus. Problems are likely to arise in this area of your life from late May to mid-June. And on July 13th, Jupiter changes signs, leaving Cancer, where it's been for a year, and moving into Leo. If you are Leo rising, or if you have a Leo moon, or have important planets in Leo, this is good news, since the planet of opportunity, prosperity, and confidence will be giving you a lift for a year, until August 2016. The house in your Vedic astrology chart that contains the sign Leo indicates what part of your life will experience increase, opportunity, and better relations. Just before and after Jupiter changes signs, from June to mid-August, Venus will be conjunct Jupiter. That puts the planet of increase, Jupiter, together with the planet of pleasures, Venus, leading to excess and indulgence. The next major celestial event will be Venus going through a retrograde period, starting on July 25th at 6 degrees Leo, and then backing up into Cancer, and finally returning to normal direct motion on September 6th. For the second half of its retrograde period, Venus will be accompanied by Mars in Cancer. This is not a good thing, since the planet of romance, harmony, and agreement will already be suffering by being retrograde, and then gets further messed up by impulsive, violent Mars. Venus is the planet of marriage. Getting married while Venus is backwards in the zodiac is not advised. Financial markets, another signification of Venus, are also likely to suffer. Starting in late September will be the third and last Mercury retrograde period of the year in Mercury sign Virgo. This one runs from September 17th until October 9th. Retrograde Mercury in Virgo is usually not such a bad thing, but this time it's accompanied by Rahu. One of Rahu's significations, being an eclipse point, is confusion, which will serve to increase the potential for this Mercury retrograde period to cause misunderstandings. Another total lunar eclipse comes at the end of September. This one is at 10 degrees Pisces. Once again, the sign of the fishes is getting hit with an eclipse. As always, eclipses signal the potential for forthcoming changes and sometimes major events, especially when conjunct a planet in your natal chart, or exactly opposite. The last notable celestial pattern for 2015 will be another conjunction of Venus and Mars. During Venus's retrograde period back in August through into September, Mars was able to run past Venus. Now, Venus catches up to Mars, and the two gender planets are once again riding along together in the zodiac. Venus plus Mars equals passion and excitement, but since Mars is stronger than Venus, Venus and its significations tend to suffer. The two meet in Leo starting on October 1st. Jupiter is also there, making it a threesome for October. Jupiter and Venus together can be too much of a good thing, In other words, leading to excess. Add in the energy of Mars, the action planet, and you can see that October is going to be a happening month. Find Leo in your Vedic birth chart. The significations of this part of your world will be full of activity during October. Mars and Venus will change signs together on November 2nd, marching hand in hand into Virgo. This is Venus's sign of debilitation, and benefic Jupiter has been left behind in Leo, so no help from Jupiter. So again, like back in August into September, Venus is disadvantaged and simultaneously having to deal with the abuse of Mars. It doesn't help that Rahu is there too. Thus, the significations of Venus will suffer in November, until Venus pulls away on November 29th, escaping into the safety of its own sign Libra. Okay, that does it for an overview of 2015. There are, of course, many details left out of this brief discussion. To get the full picture, be sure to check in with my weekly analysis at astrologynewsreport.com.